We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be together, 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 always together. That's how it used to be. Together, together, heedless of weather. Now there is only me, dear. We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend that it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be.
Hey, knock it off. I like that movie.
I love it too, but come on. Did you like my interpretation?
Yeah, no, so I think Shane is a classic movie for young kids. It's a good one.
True, it was one of the first problem westerns too in the genre.
Yes, color and nuance and all that stuff. That was the Shadows, middle period Shadows there doing Shane. Some of you guys might have recognized that. A lot of you probably didn't. You were wondering what the heck we're talking about. So anyway, that is Shane. It's a great old movie, black and white. And then, actually, it's in color now. And The Resonance, right before that, was Shorebreak. That's an Australian surf band from 1964. Sweet stuff. Definitely interesting to hear these guys. And there's always been a surfing scene in Australia, but none of the music made it to the U.S., so that was sweet. And then you had that Cliff Edwards. My brother even called on that.
Yeah, actually, Joel called up and said, was that the voice of Jiminy Cricket? Yes, it was. That was Cliff Edwards, better known as Ukulele Ike, one of my heroes and one of the sweetest voices out there. He's the one who sang When You Wish Upon a Star. And I'm sending that one out to Granddad in memory of Mamo. So the song was Together. It's a beautiful old one from the late 20s. And a tearjerker to boot. I think it was written by Brian De Silva and Lou Brown, the same folks that wrote Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries and a lot of those other really sweet songs from... Actually, that might have been maybe 32. I'll have to look at the sheet music on that. But, yeah, gorgeous song and a cute one. So that was going out for you, Granddad.
You get a lot of that sheet music, Loki. It's always fun looking at those covers, man. There's some great artwork on those things.
Well, it's great fodder for my ukulele addiction.
All right. And for that... My surf addiction was Smoke and Stack. That was the Aztecs, another Australian band, and great stuff. That's 1964 again. And started off with the instrumental from the Richmond Fontaine folks called Hardly Seen. That's what a throwaway. They just did it in the studio once, never played it again. And I don't know how you throw stuff like that away.
Boy, if that's what they throw away, I'd love to see what they keep, huh?
That's a sweet one there. So anyway, that is the story. But had a call from our pal DJ Danny, Vagabond Radio DJ Danny, and he's about to get his it's actually not podcasting. It's going to be a real radio station.
Hey, congratulations, Danny. He's a great DJ.
And it's coming up, and we're talking about cars, talking about life, and he's always had this issue, vehicles that seem like they don't want to last too long, and... It's about to get rid of the old Cherokee.
Get a Honda, guys.
He's going to get a newer one. You know, it's one of those things. But the car that he's selling is going to be a $1,000 car, I think. And so there's right away I said, Danny, I got to play the Bottle Rockets with a $1,000 car. So here it is for you, Danny, $1,000 car.
Enjoy. That's about $400 than I paid for mine.
I know. Run it into the ground.
In the backwoods, put me on a lake with a biggin on the line, put me round a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I ain't trading in my family's safety to save on a little gas, and I'll pray to God any place, anytime. And you can bet I'll pick up the phone if Uncle Sam calls me up. You do your thing, I'll do mine. Hey, hi. The rod, 'cause that ain't what my daddy did, and I sure know the difference between wrong and right. You know, to me it's all just common sense, a broken rule, a consequence. You do your thing, I'll do mine. Hey, hi. Believe to make my money the old-fashioned way. I don't want a piece of nobody else's pie. If I don't get my fill on life, I ain't gonna blame no one but me. You do your thing, I'll do mine. You ain't gonna be my judge, 'cause my judge will judge us all one day.
All right. That's got to be one of my favorite kind of warped redneck songs, if there ever was. That's Enchanted Forest, Mohawk and the Rednecks. Came out on one of these God Bless America comps. Don't even know where English label. And
Is that the British or not the German?
That's them British, yeah. They find some things that we don't even have, so that was kind of fun.
I think that's just their way of, they like to embarrass America from time to time, so they go out of their way to dig up the weirdest country music they can find. Of course, I got no problem with weird country music, but I really don't like stinky overproduced country, and I got to tell you, that one we played right before it, Jeff, what were you thinking?
Oh, man, come on. You know, if you don't like that one there, I like that song, actually. If you didn't like that, hopefully you tuned out for about 3 minutes and you're back with us again. Sometimes the stuff we play, hopefully you get it in different ways. And all of it for me is music, and we have reasons we're doing it. But if you don't like something, you can always come back, and it's usually better.
Yeah, we'll still take you back, even if you got it turned off. But it wasn't the uber-conservative politics of it that were bugging me. It was actually the really bad, overproduced chorus. I could almost picture like some big, beefy 80s drums and some like Warrant or Cinderella era, guitar solo, bad, overblown country. I don't know. Well, who was
but
that?
That was Montgomery Gentry. By the way, he's a fairly large country star. You might want to
check.
Never
heard of him.
KYGO is out there for you guys who want that stuff. And
the
irony for me is that you liked your Magnetic Fields.
Sure did.
I like my Montgomery
Gentry.
Well,
okay. We can agree to disagree.
Something benefits from
that. Isn't that the beautiful thing about this country?
Actually, that is the beautiful thing about this radio show. Half the time, you and I don't even agree, so... Yeah, we try to be civil at least. civil servants that we are. We do this show for free, you guys out there. So, I mean, we're talking a lot of research, a lot of work, at least on my part there, pal.
A lot of excuse to drink beers afterwards on Sunday.
Oh, I mean, hopefully a lot of you out there are drinking beers while you're listening, because if you were listening to us while you're not drinking beers, I feel sorry for you.
In no way
friend.
Does Radio 1190 condone the abuse of alcohol, however. Drink responsibly. I don't know. Disclaimer? What? Let's move on.
We have a disclaimer. We started off with a $1,000 car. We did catch that bad word that we weren't supposed to play, so we were lucky we got that right before it happened, and that's the magic of our little 7-second delay that we don't have. And that was going out for Danny, and RadioVagabond.com should be up in a week or two. And
is that where he's going to have an internet radio show?
He's going to have some internet stuff, and you'll be able to get this kind of stuff all day, all the time, as long as you're at work on your computer and then your boss lets you do that kind of stuff.
Hey, I'll tune in.
Nowadays, they don't want you doing anything, so... Again, we're back there at that magic little end of the song.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Why don't I go ahead and put on another background song, because we've got some more sample fun from Uncle Jeff's sample grab bag, and then we've got some more music coming up. Did we backsell all that set?
Yeah, we did on that, so I don't even know if you need to do that at this point. Just play the sample. Yeah, play a sample over the music. We're going to go in, I got Fiery Coffin queued up. Maybe that's something I'm thinking about these days. That's the Scud Mountain Boys, back when Joe Pernice had his little country bent, and that's a great old classic one there, and that's something coming off of the Pine Box LP way back in 1996. That's 10 years old these days.
All right, that's coming up in just a minute right here on Route 78.
Yeah, let's just go there. We'll play the sample in a minute.
You would readily recognize the voice of the green tree frog, Hyla Cenaria.
When the cold wind blows, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Shiver when the cold wind blows.
You have, of course, already heard the very distinctive call of the barking tree frog, Hyla gratiosa.
Thank you. architecture I'm taking in with my mind. So fine. Tell me, oh Poe, Oscar Wilde at the road. Let your midnight and your daytime turn into low light. It's a very fat line, but you got the mind, child, to carry it on when it's just about to be. Say Geronimo. There's only one meadow way to go, and you say Geronimo. A paperback book as you walk down the street. From my mind a tale of mystery and imagination. Forever fair, and I'm touching your hand. I wish we could be dreaming in this dream. Thank you.
tell us where to go. And we're sad and on the moon. Fair play to you.
Yeah, to the untrained listener who's not a regular visitor to Route 78 West or doesn't frequently drive down this highway, it might seem a little weird going from Future Sounds of London into Van Morrison, but I think they're both good songs for lying down in the summer and staring at the sky.
Yeah, they're both pastoral and actually made a lot of sense to me. That's all that matters. That was a nice long set there. Started off with Fiery Coffin, Scud Mountain Boys, and we went to In the Pines, Leuven Brothers. We haven't played any Leuven Brothers for a while, so I figured I'd better do that. And follow that up with the really fun version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. It's Johnny Barraquette and the Vestels, kind of an unreleased track, actually. So it's kind of a very interesting version. I think it's about 1963. And somehow wove that into Future Sounds of London, coming off the Isness.
Now, that was their record that pissed off everyone, right?
Oh, that pissed off everyone, yeah. It pissed off all their fans that wanted an electronic record. And actually, it is, you know, in some ways. It's all sampled, people playing really well done, and musicianship is excellent on it, but it's all sampled and put together in Pro Tools and banjo, slide guitar, and everything else. And there's always somebody that doesn't get something. I love that record, actually. I thought it was inventive and pretty much, you know, different. It was like in the face of all the electronic music going out there.
Well, I think it's worth pointing out that Future Sound of London was doing electronic music before everyone and their dog was doing electronic music. And then when everyone and their dog came along and did it, I think they said, you know, we can use this technology and go back and bring in live instruments and do something beautiful with banjos and pedal steel and flute and tabla. Gorgeous. Love the record.
And I've never played this. My favorite Van Morrison record, actually, there. It's one that I've had for years, Beat and Fleece. And definitely, if you guys are interested at all in Van Morrison, it's the record to pick up. Period piece in some ways, but beautiful. And that is Fair Play. And in the interest of Fair Play for all the folks out there listening of all varieties, genres, persuasions, and views, fair play to all of you. All right, that's about it. I think we're getting close to the end of the show, as happens here in Route 78.
Got about 10 minutes left, and then, you know, Bob's Music Machine is coming up next, and I got some really sad news to tell y'all. If you've been following the story, you know, Bob's been doing the Music Machine now going on about 6 years. Definitely one of Colorado's treasures as far as a music archivist and a rock and roll expert. And he's moving on. He's going to be leaving Colorado and going to greener pastures elsewhere, and this is going to be his last show tonight. So you'll definitely want to tune in and give Bob and the Music Machine a good send-off tonight.
And I'll tell you one thing. There's going to be a void here. I think there's going to be some things coming up, but no one can replace Bob, period, in the world. All right, we got one here. I just wanted to play it. Iron and Wine. It's such great heights, Postal Service cover song, and we aim for such great heights, and we settle for so low.
Yeah. Don't worry. All will be satisfactory in the end. Give my regards to the homeland.
This song's called Cut Out Their Tongues. Seen four horses go, seen a pair rider whiter than the snow, and rend of the flesh, Lord, the flesh from the bone, excise their hearts, Lord, like the peace from the stone. Horses go into the hearth, Lord, and into the homes, and kill all the children and fill them with lies. Send out your horsemen, hell is nigh. We'll be right back. Jesus, Lord, take a new